Welcome back to the News Desk on Scarborough Community Radio, bringing you weekly updates of news from around East Clare on the weekend of the 18th and 19th of April 2020. Scarborough Community Radio will again this week be broadcasting Mass on Sunday at 11 a.m. in the studio. It will be on 88.3 and 92.7 FM or online, scarborbayradio.com. If you go to the Tulla Parish Facebook page, you will see Father Brendan Quinlivan celebrating Mass every weekday morning at 10 a.m. and Sunday morning Mass at 11 a.m. RTE in the parishes of Ennis, Shannon, Kilrush and Nina will have webcam services available also. The East Clare COVID-19 Community Response Group is busy helping those in need of shopping, medicines or just reassurance. There are volunteers from every village around East Clare to help you, so just phone, text or use a WhatsApp number. 085 865 9889. It would be helpful if you had the air code at hand to make it easy for the volunteers to find your house without delay. The Flow of Words programme on Scarborough Community Radio is open to submissions. Send them your poetry or prose to flowofwords@scarborbayradio.com before the 25th of April. Writers will be invited to read and record their own piece for the radio broadcast. The guidelines for the prose is 600 to 1,000 words and the poetry 20 to 80 lines. Roisin Bugler and Jim Collins will be eagerly waiting your interesting submissions. The Mount Shannon Arts Festival Committee are running the annual photography competition. Identity is the theme of this year's amateur photographic competition and the closing date is the 1st of May. The panel will only accept digital images, which must be emailed to mountshannonartsphoto@gmail.com and can be in colour or black or white, so check the Facebook page. The World Vision Ireland's essay competition on climate change has a closing date of the 30th of April. Details are available on the website worldvision.ie/essay competition. Alone is the national support line for older people who have concerns or are facing difficulties relating to the outbreak of COVID-19. The support line is open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m, so call them on 0818 222 024. Clare Care Family Support Services has launched a dedicated telephone and email support service to provide parents with a listening ear, parenting guidance and practical assistance. They hope to support parents through issues that may be coming up right now, such as how to talk to children about their changes to their lives due to COVID-19, effective routines, manage children's activity, their behaviour and anxiety while maintaining a positive relationship with their children or teenagers. You can call them on 065 6828 178 or email parentingsupport@clarecare.ie. They also have set up a new Facebook page for further information, Clare Care Parent Support Line. Excuse me. The Moss McAmara has come up with a wonderful idea. It's called Become Your Family's Story Collector. The lives of your parents, older neighbours or older family, friends are very different to yours. By listening to and recording their memories, you will embark on a journey that will help you understand more about their life, background, where they grew up, as well as your own family history and heritage. When the coronavirus crisis ends, you will be enriched with more knowledgeable and more connected to your grandparents. Check out his Facebook page, Tomás McAmara, and follow the link and it's well worth a visit. A new clinical assessment unit has been set up in Shannon Health Centre for Clare patients who are confirmed as COVID-19 positive. The unit provides a face-to-face clinical assessment for patients following a GP referral. The aim is to divert mildly symptomatic patients who require medical assessment away from the acute hospital system to a facility where they can be seen and clinically assessed by a team of doctors, nurses and physiotherapists. There may be other sites to be opened in Clare when required. Essential workers have been advised to carry an ID with them at all times, with fines and prosecutions on the way for anyone guilty of breaking the restrictions in place. Gardaí are out in force to check why people are on the road. They'll be asking where the location of your home is, if your journey is essential, if you're out exercising, are you 2 kilometres from your home? An essential worker has got to have their ID and some form of description of what their work is. Gardaí are also providing other functions such as the protection of crime while also making sure that people can travel on the road safely while keeping road collisions down. Childcare is here to support any Childline is here to support any child up to the age of 18 years. If you would like to talk about your thoughts and feelings around the coronavirus, you can contact Chai Line for free by calling 1800 66 66 66. It's open 24 hours a day. You can do chatting online at childline.ie from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily, or you can text 50101 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily also. The phone lines are busier than ever, so keep trying and you will get through, because talking makes us stronger. You can talk with Childline in confidence about anything that might be on your mind, and they won't judge you. They're here to listen and to help you to figure out the best solution for you. They try to empower, support and protect young people like you every day. You don't have to have a problem to talk to Childline. Homes, businesses, as well as community and voluntary groups joined together last Saturday night at 9 p.m. for the Shine Your Light tribute in honour of COVID-19 frontline workers. Maybe we should be doing it every week to encourage the dedicated staff to keep going and let them know that they are not alone. We are with them in spirit and in our hearts. Congratulations to Feed the Heroes. It's a huge success, having raised over 337,000 to date. It was incredible to think that only 4 weeks ago they kicked off this campaign with little more than a good sentiment and some takeaway phone numbers. In the months since, you have helped them to have an impact beyond their wildest expectations and support those on the front line across the country from Letterkenny to Bantry. It's unlikely that they will forget Easter 2020 anytime soon. To date, the Feed the Heroes enjoys the support of over 15,200 donors. Thanks to all of you, and because of your generosity and solidarity, they have sent 55,000 meals to teams across the front line. They hear incredible stories. The war teams who voluntarily isolate from their canteen and colleagues, lab teams who are working 14 hours a day with this meal, their only break, paramedic teams doing home testing until 11 p.m. at night. Your donation and help and support helps them to recognise the superhuman effort being made at the front line to get this virus under control and to prevent their services being overrun. 15% of their meals go daily to the ICU and HDU teams so they can keep going with a healthy meal. Another 15% of their meals go to emergency responders like paramedics who are conducting tests and community care. They know from their feedback that it makes a huge difference. So please donate if you can, and they will continue to send food regularly to the hardworking healthcare staff using local businesses. Or if you're a potential food supplier, sign up to deliver to the hospitals. Just check their GoFundMe page or their Facebook page. 100,000 face visors have been manufactured for HSE frontline staff as part of collaboration between the University of Limerick and the UL Hospitals Group. A two-week project has seen the design of solutions to critical clinical challenges facing healthcare in the pandemic. With previous experience in rapid design and 3D printing of medical devices, the Rapid Innovation Unit at UL and SFI Research Centre mobilised teams to innovate immediate solutions for COVID-19. The manufacture of 100,000 face visors for frontline staff, refinement of a shield box concept to protect anaesthetists during patient intubation for ventilation, and design for adapters for respiratory technologies to undergo a clinical trial. The first batch of visors were delivered. The shield box and adapters were expected to be put into practice over last weekend. The normal production time on a project like this would take months, but it was done in just 9 days. This was accomplished through the local companies working very intensely together, and they had enabled capacity to manufacture up to 5,000 visors a day. The visors can be for multiple use, but it is likely also to be for single use given the current circumstances. Anna Madden from Whitegate has decided to play her part in supporting all the amazing frontline staff working throughout this time in Raheen Community Hospital. She's running 100 kilometres over 21 days in lockdown, within the radius of 2 kilometres, of course. She would really appreciate any support she could offer. Just click on her GoFundMe.com Raheen Community Hospital page, or check Facebook, her Facebook page. I spoke to Anna during the week, and you can hear that interview now. Hi, it's Ursula Hogan for Scariff Bay Community Radio, and I'm talking to Anna Madden from Whitegate. How are you, Anna? You're welcome.
Hi, Ursula. How are you?
Thank you very much. On this nice sunny day. It's all good. So you're in Galway and I'm in Mount Shannon, but we're going to have a chat. I hear you're doing a bit of running in this lockdown time.
Yeah, well, what are you trying, so. I've decided that I'm going to try run 100 kilometres over the next 3 weeks lockdown.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I presume that's within the 2 kilometre radius, of course.
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm living in Galway City, so it's actually very hard to try get out and run as it is without meeting people on the footpaths. So I'm lucky enough, I found a loop around the house that's 2 kilometres, so I just want to keep running that every single day.
Around your own house, Anna, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
A 2 kilometre loop. Oh, and have you started, Anna?
I started on Easter Monday, yeah. So okay. I have 11 kilometres down and I have 89 to go.
Oh,
when you say it like that, it sounds awful.
Not too bad, Anna. You have to start somewhere, don't you?
I know.
And tell me, have you been training before the lockdown?
I was actually supposed to do the Run Clare series. It's a 4-part run that takes part in Clare. There's a run in January, February, March and April. But unfortunately, with the coronavirus, only 2 of them went ahead.
Right.
The last 2 were the big ones and they got cancelled. And I was raging because, you know, you'd put in all the hours and the training and everything, going out in the rain in January. And I said, what will I do now? I need to keep myself occupied. So decided, and 100 kilometres will do me.
Quite a daunting challenge, but I suppose spread over 21 days, it's not too bad.
Yeah, yeah. I've worked out that over the 21 days, it's just over 4.5 kilometres every day. So.
Oh, okay. Are you going to take any break for Sundays or
hopefully if I can get out some days and do extra, and then I'll be able to take another day off. So hopefully give myself a bit of energy.
And have you done a marathon before, Anna?
I have done a half marathon before and I swore I would never, ever do it again. But look, you forget these things once time goes on and you say, oh, it was actually not that bad. I might do it again.
And have you any injuries or anything from that?
No, nothing. Thank God. Hopefully now nothing kicks in, but I should be fine. Like this, I'm not going against a time or anything, so I can take my own pace throughout the 100 kilometres.
Yeah.
Different on race days when you want to get your personal best, whereas this, I'm just happy to reach 100 kilometres. I don't care how long it takes me.
I know. And the 2 previous ones you did for the Clare Run, Listunvarna and Spanish Point.
Yeah.
One was 5K, the other was 5 miles.
Yeah.
Did you record personal bests on that or?
No, God, no, I didn't, because the weather was so bad. I was like, just get me out of here into the dry.
Delighted to get through it.
Yeah, you sign up for these things in like September and you don't think what the weather in January and February is going to be like.
I know.
But look at, we got there.
Yeah, well, that's the main thing. It's a pity now because look at the lovely weather. The last one was going to be in Kilkishan, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kilkishan.
On the 12th of April.
Yeah.
And the beautiful weather. But we can't do anything about that, Anna.
At least it's spurring me on now. I'm not sitting inside here looking out the rain. I can get out and do my bit.
Can I ask you, why did you pick Raheen Hospital?
There's a lot going on in social media now with the whole coronavirus. And it just kind of got me thinking that there wasn't really anything happening at a local level. Like all the fundraisers you see online now, they're all for the larger hospitals. And it's such a pity because the staff in Raheen locally are doing just as much, if not working as hard as the larger hospitals.
Absolutely.
So like everybody knows either someone that's been in and out of Raheen or someone that works there. I know my own mum works there. So it really is close to everybody's heart.
Yes,
and
of course.
It's a great way to bring the community together, having it locally rather than a larger name that people mightn't be associated with or know people there.
And a great facility to have on our doorstep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And at the minute, thank God, they're coronavirus free.
They're free, yeah. Thank
God. So far, so good.
Fingers crossed it stays that way.
Yeah, perfect. And tell me, your granny now, Sheila Bugler, what age is she and how is she doing?
Oh, She actually, she's 91 and she's loving cocooning, she tells me. she wrote me a letter the other day. And she said to me, oh, I think I've taken up the guitar. Now that I'm cocooning, I might learn how to play Ronan Keating, Flying Without Wings.
God bless her spirit. Isn't she brilliant?
Yeah, she's probably going mad. But look, she has, I know my auntie Burr goes to see her in the morning and brings her in her post and stuff. So she has that. And she has us all ringing her every day of the week as well.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Hard on her, I'm sure, but
Yeah, she's at brilliant. That age. Yeah. You know, she said she's never seen scarves.
Would she be religious? You know,
good
faith.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say now she was disappointed that they couldn't get mass, you know, the real deal. But
I know. I hope she's listening to Scariff Bay Community Radio.
I'm sure back on a Sunday.
She'd get mass there every Sunday. So, yeah, that's lovely. Fair play to her. I'm sure she'd be very proud of you, Anna, doing this.
She'll think I'm cracked going off doing all this running. She'll say, what would you want to be doing that for?
Anna, you're working in Galway. What are you doing these
days?
Yeah,
I'm working in Galway. I'm here now. God, I'm in Galway nearly 10 years at this stage.
Right.
I work for Smith's Toys.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm in their head office and things are a bit manic at the minute. Like, all our stores are closed, but our website is still going.
Right.
So people are ordering through that. And it's so funny, like, we can see from our side the top toys that are being purchased right now, and they're all trampolines and bikes and swings. The parents are just going mad trying to get kids to get out. Like,
I know. Yeah, I was going to ask you what was the most common thing requested.
Yeah, you even see Jigsaw's board games. They're all the number one thing selling out at the minute. Yeah. So.
And is there much of a time delay in delivery?
Well, we always work 6 weeks ahead, but a lot of our stock will come overseas. So
yes,
at the minute everything is really manic. Us trying to get in stock from anywhere, left, right, and centre. We're looking just to get it in to have.
Yeah.
It's a bit all up in the air at the minute. But look, at least we're lucky enough that we still have our website going and that I'm able to still work away.
Because you're one of the main buyers for it, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a buyer. I'm actually in the Barbie department. So.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. I said it's every girl's dream, really.
That's right. And Ken.
Yeah.
Oh, she used to be big in our house a long time ago, I can tell you.
I can imagine, yeah. Same as myself. I loved baby born.
Yeah, that's right. So that's good. You're working away, so that's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very lucky in that regard that I can still work from home. Even though it's difficult enough to try motivate yourself sitting at the kitchen table with laptop, and it's a totally different environment when you're not around your work colleagues. And
I know. Yeah, it's much harder. Yeah.
Yeah. Even just to ask questions, you're thinking, oh, I need to remember that now if I talk into them later. And everything's been done over web calls. It's difficult, but
yeah. But your Wi-Fi is good, Anna, obviously.
Well, it would have to be.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky. You're one of the lucky ones. And it's not good everywhere, I can tell you.
Yeah, well, that was a big thing. I thought, will I go home to Whitegate? Because I didn't really know what was going to happen, how long we were going to be in lockdown for.
Yes.
And I said, God, if I go to Whitegate, will I be able to make a web call from there?
Yeah, that's tricky. Yeah, you're probably better off in Galway.
Yeah, there'd be cows in the background or something.
Yeah.
So I said, look, I'll stay in the city.
You might as well. Listen, Anna, tell me, how do people donate? You've got a GoFundMe page, haven't you?
Yeah, so I have organised a GoFundMe page and I have shared it on all my social media accounts. But if anyone wants to see it, all they have to do is Google GoFundMe. And then when you go down to the GoFundMe page, if you search Raheen, it comes up straight away.
Search for what?
Search for Raheen.
Oh, Raheen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Raheen Hospital. Okay.
Yeah. It'll come up straight away then.
Yes.
But like, it's on all social medias as well.
Yeah. And how are the donations going?
Oh my God, I'm absolutely blown away. I'm only 24 hours into it and I set a goal of 500. I really thought that's been very, very optimistic. And
yes,
I got an email then yesterday evening saying you need to update your goal. You've already reached your target. So 24 hours in now, and I have €1,166.
Wow, that's like, fantastic. I'm
blown away. Yeah, I really didn't think. I kept saying to myself, if 20 of my friends give €10, I'll be delighted with that.
Yeah.
You just, there's so much kindness out there right now. Everybody's trying to do that small bit. It's just brilliant.
Yeah. And there's so much demand for donations for different charities now at the moment.
Exactly. Every day, you're kind of bombarded with stuff. You don't know what to donate to or what's going where. But at least with these people know it's local.
Yes. Perfect. And that's great. Well, listen, Anna, the best of luck in all the running you're doing.
Thank you so much.
100K. And well done. You're an inspiration to us all. Oh, and we God. Hope you stay safe and stay healthy.
I'll be in touch after the 21 days and let you know how my legs are.
Let me know how you're doing donation-wise too.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks
and
so
hopefully
much
after this interview you'll get a few more.
Yeah, thank you for drawing awareness. I really appreciate it.
Not at all. You're very welcome. Thanks for talking to us on Scarra Bay Community Radio. And mind yourself, Anna.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ursula.
Thanks very much, Anna Madden. God bless.
Bye.
The people of Clare who are in need of urgent medical treatment have been urged not to put their lives at risk by delaying presenting at University Hospital Limerick over COVID-19 fears. With the numbers testing positive for coronavirus continuing to climb, trolley numbers remain unusually low across the country, with little or no patients on trolleys at UHL again today. This has led to concern among health professionals that people who require medical intervention are not getting the care they need. There's been a significant reduction in numbers presenting with heart attack symptoms, and delaying treatment will only lead to worse outcomes, the consultant cardiologist at UHL said. The tourism sector, like many others, are taking a huge hit because of the coronavirus. All bed and breakfasts are closed, as are the hotels in East Clare. The season would normally kick off at Easter, and with the beautiful weather we're having, it would have been a great start to the season. But sadly, it was not to be. While the hope is that circumstances might change towards the end of the summer, it's still uncertain whether it would be wise to open until there is a vaccine for COVID-19. However, a number of significant developments for East Clare are now taking shape. Among them is a major plan to connect tourism providers along the River Shannon corridor to market the region as a single destination. Tourism East Clare's chairperson, Arlene White, has commented on the draft plan being undertaken by Waterways Ireland and various other agencies, saying, "It can really only be a positive thing for East Clare, and it's great to see that it has been tied in with the aims of Foyle Ireland's Hidden Heartlands project, which is all about encouraging slow tourism activities and getting people out and about in nature. There may be a demand for staycations towards the end of the year, so we're trying to stay optimistic for 2020. Irish Seed Savers and Scariff have been nominated for a prestigious award for their tireless work in protecting and conserving heritage and traditional seed varieties and heirloom apple trees. They've made the shortlist for the Farming for Nature, FFN, initiative, and it will go forward to a public vote in early autumn. If successful, the organisation will be designated as an FFM ambassador and presented with an award at the Burn Winteridge weekend in October. A spokesperson for Irish Seed Savers said they're delighted to have been selected for this. Festival postponed. It is with regret that the Bodaig Festival Committee has announced the cancellation of the annual festival, which was to take place on the Maybank holiday weekend this year. The concert, which was to feature Mike Denver, has been postponed, and a new date in 2021 will be finalised in due course. Tickets, which have already been purchased, can also be used for the new date. If you have any queries, please contact any member of the committee. You'll find the details on Facebook. Clare Haven Services have welcomed the timely new government awareness and information campaign on domestic violence. A TV ad campaign for the initiative is expected to air in the coming week. Clare Haven have been supporting women and children affected by domestic abuse and domestic violence in County Clare for 25 years. Manager of the services, Dr. Siobhan O'Connor, said that the campaign comes at a critical time for women and children who may be confined and isolated with their abuser in towns and townlands across the county. "The most important message is that we are open and working to help protect women and children here in County Clare. In the last 2 to 3 weeks, the refuge itself has been very busy. We know it's difficult generally for women and children. However, the current isolation and closing off of public places of escape for them, is heightening anxiety. Our greatest concern 4 weeks into this pandemic is that women may be finding it much more difficult to make contact for support. Previously, women may have contacted services when they or their partners were out at work or out of the house or when children were at school. Those little windows of freedom are being cut down. Siobhan also said that in these stressful circumstances, that it is more important than ever that there's a strong community response to domestic violence. She encourages people to call the helpline 065-6822-435 or support and information any time of the day or night. Also, the Women's Aid free phone number is 1800-341-900. Clare Suicide Bereavement Support continues to offer phone and text support to people who have been bereaved by suicide in County Clare. In these exceptional times, you're welcome to call or text 087 369 8315 or 086 0565 373 and speak with a volunteer. Their website is claresuicidebereavementsupport.com. The Irish Red Cross and Age Action have publicly launched COVID-19 Hardship Fund to respond to the immediate needs of older people in vulnerable situations across Ireland. The scheme is designed to provide immediate practical relief to assist in alleviating the hardships they experienced due to the pandemic. They'll be able to provide assistance by making once-off grants up to a maximum of €500 per person or per household affected. It is also open to family support groups and many others. The Hardship Fund application form is available online at redcross.ie or you can phone the Red Cross 01-642-4600 or Age Action phone 01-475-6989. That's 01-475-6989. Their website is ageaction.ie. You can also check Clare Volunteer Centre Facebook page for details. Ireland Performs is the name of a new scheme run by the Department of Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht, where professional artists are funded to give live presentations in English or Irish, which are streamed live on Facebook. You can check out the website cultureireland.ie/events. Funding of €100,000 is being made available on a match-funded basis by Facebook Ireland and Cultural Ireland. So check out that. In tribute to Alan Sparling from Scariff on the first anniversary of his passing, Scariff Bay Community Radio will air the radio play Dead Sea Salt Bake by Hilary Fannin on Sunday, that's tomorrow the 19th, at 2 p.m. It was a collaboration between Slievochty Drama Group and Scariff Bay Community Radio in 2018. Directed by Yvonne Brennan, featuring Alan Sparling, Ruth O'Hagan, Siobhan Quinlevin and Oran Tracy. Sound and engineer and editing was by Owen O'Hagan and music by Johnny O'Brien. So you can check all the details on 88.3 FM, 97.2 FM and online scariffbayradio.com. Some mindful tips as to what we can do in these days from Margaret Lynch at the LCETB in Scariff. Today when the alarm goes off, I'll realise this means another morning I've woken. Another day I'm alive. I'll tune in to noticing the life in my body, my breathing and my heart beating. And I'll ask myself, what am I going to do today? Today I'm going to notice nature. I'm going to appreciate all the good I see without comparing today to other times, people or events. I'm just going to see today as it is, each moment exactly as it should be right now. I'm going to allow myself to be influenced by the joy in my day, not by someone on my phone with an agenda to get me to believe what they believe. Today, I'm going to smile. And finally, Lady Gaga is to host a virtual concert with the World Health Organization. The One World Together at Home virtual concert is not meant to be a fundraiser, rather where we need to tell the stories of and celebrate the frontline communities, healthcare workers and their acts of kindness, she said. The singer also hopes the virtual concert will celebrate and encourage the power of the human spirit. There'll be a, virtual performances and appearances by Lady Gaga, Elton John, Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, Niall Horan, Hozier, and Picture This, to name just a few. This will be on Sunday tomorrow, the 19th at 7 p.m. on RTE, and it's sure to be an uplifting evening's entertainment. That's all the news for this week. News compiled and read by myself, Ursula Hogan. Stay tuned for the latest weather forecast read to you by Jim Collins. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and stay positive.
The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff. Mostly cloudy and largely dry today, Saturday, but there will be occasional outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Be misty in parts of Munster and the Scariff Bay area. Cooler than recent days, with highs of just 12 to 14 degrees here in the Midwest. Tonight will be mainly cloudy with patchy light rain, drizzle and mist, lows of 5 to 8 degrees. Tomorrow, Sunday, will likely to bring a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers. Some of the showers could be heavy, with perhaps the odd rumble of thunder. Top temperatures 12 to 16 degrees. Showers becoming increasingly isolated on Sunday night, with clear spells developing, lows of 5 to 8 tomorrow night. A return to mainly dry conditions with sunny spells seem likely by Monday, as high pressure becomes more dominant again. Just a slight chance of an isolated shower or two here in the Scariff Bay area. Top temperatures of 15 to 18 degrees. Dry with variable cloud and clear spells for Monday night, lows of 3 to 7 degrees. Mostly dry with sunny periods on Tuesday, breezy in brisk east to northeast winds, top temperatures 13 to 17 degrees. And the further outlook then is largely dry and settled weather as indicated through midweek, the next week, with high pressure continuing to dominate in a mainly easterly airflow. Daytime temperatures look likely to remain cool or near average in eastern coastal areas, but up to the mid to high teens inland and further west. And that's us. The Scariff Bay Community Radio forecast was brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff.